It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Ah, breathe in the air. Let me tell you, there is no greater thrill. By the way, sorry. Hi, good morning. It's the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
There is no greater thrill in the world, Kelly, than in the morning, taking that deep breath, that first breath in, letting it all in and out.
Yeah.
And then tackling Wordle in two moves.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. Oh, my gosh. Wow, Wordle. Yeah, let's talk about Wordle. Yeah.
I'm telling you what, Kelly, you can tackle the world if you feel like, or if you can nail that in two moves. I'm telling you what, come at me, world. I'm ready.
That's so amazing.
I'm ready.
Wow. Everybody. Up.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, Wordle comes at you fast because today I could be riding this high. Tomorrow I could just miss it completely. So, you know, it's I'm relishing this moment for what it is. I realize it's fleeting, but for those who Wordle like I do, and I know, Kelly, I'm not talking to you because you
Thanks.
Have tried to resist this craze as much as you can.
Oh, I'm going to forever.
Know that there is no greater feeling, and you and I can all understand that feeling of getting it in 2 to 3 moves. You're like, man, I can boom conquer the world. That's where I'm at right now, Kelly. You can't bring me down.
I'm so excited for you.
You and your pessimism about Wordle can't bring me down.
Okay.
Can't.
My brain doesn't work like that.
So today we've got your last opportunity to win Glass Animals tickets. They're in town tonight. Your opportunity here in a couple hours. So that's fun. We've got feel-good stories this hour. We've got tattoo. I'm not even going to say they're regrets. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We've been getting a lot of people reaching out, asking about Project Prom. Even just a message yesterday talking about a daughter getting asked to prom, 1 income, 3-kid family, wanting to find out where and when selling those dresses that we have been collecting for the girls that are going to prom. Yeah, Project Prom, they're only $10, the gently used dresses. And it's going to be on Thursday evening from about 5 to 8 at the Derby Museum there, Kentucky Derby Museum.
And it benefits the Beautiful As You Are Foundation. So you're helping out a good cause. You're getting a great deal on a gorgeous dress. Mm-hmm. They're all being cleaned by Highland Cleaners, which is great.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And thanks again to Commonwealth Credit Union and Campbellsville University, Louisville. But yeah, Project Prom is coming up on Thursday. So prom season is just a couple weeks away. And so you got to get that dress. And especially if, you know, you don't have necessarily the funds, but you want to get a nice dress, gently used, this is a great opportunity for you. All right. Details, WDJX.com.
DJX.
We're going to try to get updates from a lot of group therapies from the past few weeks, months, whatever.
Yeah, you should see our list. We hold on to the messages and then type in all caps right next to it. Need follow-up.
Yes. And so
we can like keep messaging these people.
Right. Right. Message them.
And harass them until we find out what's going on.
Every, you know, every few days, just, hey, what about now? Hey, what about now?
Hey, want to talk to us again?
Hey, what about now? What about now? On 99.7 DJX, try to help me remember exactly where we left this with our listener, Kelly.
She didn't want kids. Her boyfriend did, but was willing to not have them because he wanted to stay with her. Mm-hmm. We were saying that you just have to be open and honest, probably let it go a little bit longer and, mm-hmm. you know, then have the conversation again. It coming from a spot of, you know, I don't want to deprive you from something that you know you want in your life. And also, we said, too, she might change her mind because a lot of us were kind of admitting, me included, I didn't know that I was destined to have kids mm-hmm. my entire life. I kind of knew when I met my person.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when you meet your person, your perspective on that kind of thing can change.
I know a lot of people said, don't hold him back, like break up with
right.
him. You're right. I think we left it with give it a little bit more time. A little bit more time. And when I said give a little bit more time, I was thinking like months.
Yep. And it hasn't been months.
No, but we got an update.
Okay, here it is.
All right.
Hey, thanks for reaching back out. There's something huge I need to tell you. But first, I know a lot of people said to let him go and not, quote, hold him back.
Right.
But I couldn't. Mm. After hearing everything, we had another conversation about our future, and I asked him again about his feelings on kids.
Yeah.
He doubled down and assured me that he wants to be with me, and if that means no kids, then he'll love being a cool uncle someday.
Aww. What a
great guy. It took me a minute to get the courage to ask. But I told him if he wanted to leave so he could have that chance with someone else, he could, and I wouldn't be mad.
Mm-hmm.
He looked me in the eyes and said he thinks what we have is special and couldn't imagine being with anyone else.
Oh, my gosh.
I just couldn't break up with him, so I took him at his word and we plowed ahead. But then, over the weekend, oh.
Did you just read that?
Dun, dun, dun. I found out I'm pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
So I understand what she meant when we plowed ahead.
Oh, stop. Plot twist.
Wow.
So after all of that, after both of us agreeing and deciding that we were going to live kid-free for the rest of our lives, I get a positive pregnancy test.
Oh my gosh.
It's really early. I'm not sure my brain has completely accepted this, but I can tell he is really happy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even though this was not in the plan, it's our plan now.
How?
There are 1,000 things going through my head, like, are we getting married now? Mm-hmm. And I'm really scared because I convinced myself I was not ever going to be a mother. But my boyfriend has really been supportive so far. I'm taking it day by day. You asked, so there's your update.
Wow.
Yeah, she says, thanks for the advice, but now I'm probably going to need a lot more soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so they celebrated no kids.
Uh-huh.
By having a kid.
Yeah.
Or I guess, they haven't had it yet, but holy cow.
Yes. Well, you know what? I don't know if she is this type of person at all, but I feel like sometimes decisions are made for you because mm-hmm. there is a higher power that kind of has a plan for you. Despite what you think your plan is, I think there's a bigger plan that's at work.
Yeah, I mean, I like that line that she said that, hey, that was not our plan, but it's our plan now.
I think she's absolutely willing to switch gears and explore what this could mean.
Oh my God.
And I have to say, just again, from personal experience, you never fully understand what that experience is like until you have it yourself.
I'll say, you may be even having second thoughts even 6 months after you've had your kid. Because
yes, you may.
They can be such terrors as babies, but
listen, don't say that to her right now.
But I'm saying,
what are you doing? You're saying in the headspace of when you meet your baby's face for the first time, you fall instantly in love.
But I'm saying
it changes your life. That's the headspace we're in right now.
Yeah. But I'm saying don't freak out because even if that feeling doesn't come for a few months, it you'll get there.
She's got 9 months to wrap her brain around the idea.
Oh my gosh.
And I feel like, you know, once you have accepted this and you go all in
uh-huh.
on this idea,
uh-huh.
that it's going to be the most amazing adventure you've ever been on
all right.
in your life.
Wow. Well, hey, thank you. Congratulations, by the way. Congratulations.
Yes.
Yes. And thank you for the update. And again, yeah, I think Kelly hit the nail on the head. Just sometimes what you think is your plan isn't really your plan.
I think this is going to be what you didn't know you needed. I really do.
All right.
I really do. I am absolutely on team. You have no idea how magical parenthood is until you actually are thrust into it. Why did I use that word?
Well, there was definitely some of that happening. All right. Hey, congratulations. We'd love to send you a little baby gift, too. So yeah, thank you.
Oh,
for
a little
that.
Ben and Kelly onesie. We got to make one of those again.
Yeah, for sure. So at Ben and Kelly Show. Yeah, keep us posted. Thank you so much.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We've got another update for you coming up next hour involving Corey and the brother, his brother and his girlfriend. Drama, a second update for you next hour. So if you miss it, you might have to check back in on the podcast. Okay, who is Daniel Ford?
Who is Daniel Ford?
Well, Kaylee would like to know too.
Oh, she doesn't know?
Yeah,
oh.
It's our setting the bar story.
Okay.
And then I also want to ask, and maybe this will give you a clue as to where we're headed. Any regrettable tattoos out there? Love to hear your story. All right. So that is coming up. It's on Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You know, I was talking about regrettable tattoos. Kelly and I don't have any tattoos.
Nope.
And I'll get to a quick one here from a listener who said I was a teenager. I was with a girl who was getting a tattoo and thought, dude, she'll be impressed if you get a tattoo too. 2 decades later, the yin yang is my reminder not to get stupid tattoos.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
But then I was thinking, you know, maybe instead of regrettable tattoos, is setting the bar is more of a have you ever done anything like dumb while you're drunk, but the story was so worth it? It involves tattoos. And so, yeah, and a guy named Daniel Ford.
But this is hashtag no regrets?
Yeah, hashtag no regrets. Kaylee's trying to track down this guy, Daniel Ford. The reason is kind of humorous. Yes, she was drunk. Uh-huh. And the story now is part of our setting the bar story.
It's legendary.
Yeah, it is for sure. So, yeah, if you've got any of those stories, would love to hear that as well. Like, if you've ever done anything dumb while you were drunk, but the story you had was just so worth it.
It lives on.
Yeah, like your friends are like, oh, my gosh, can you remember? Uh-huh. Can you believe Kelly did this when she was,
Maybe there's a constant reminder of it, too.
Right? That is the case with Kylie. We'll get to her story in your setting the bar next on DJX. I don't know if you've ever done something dumb while you were drunk. I mean, that's 100% of us. But the story that you had made it totally worth it. So we could go that angle or we could go regrettable tattoos because this story has both. Kelly, what's this setting the bar story?
It's kind of an example, typically, of what not to do or situation we hope you don't find yourself in. The bar's real low to the ground. It's like a little hurdle you can jump over.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without getting the name of some random guy, you have no idea who he is, tattooed on your butt, you're doing okay.
Why, and how? I'm assuming those are the questions that Kaylee wants answered.
Yes, she is trying to track down Daniel Ford. How does she remember his name? Well, she had his name tattooed on her butt. Now, they never dated. They never hooked up. They never did any of that stuff. She was on vacation with some of her friends. They'd been drinking. They met up with a group of guys at a tattoo shop who were all dressed up as babies. Random, yes.
Okay.
So one of the guys was named Daniel Ford. He laid down a dare and said, hey, why don't you get my name tattooed on your butt? Offered to pay. So she was like, YOLO.
Oh, no.
And that's the last time she ever saw him.
Oh, no. And she, wait a second.
So she was dating.
Was she dating anybody?
Yeah, she was dating someone. Now, her boyfriend at the time thought it was funny. So, not a huge issue there. So now she's just trying to reach back out, like trying to find him on Facebook, seeing whatever happened to Daniel Ford.
Well, she can get that removed. Right? You can get tattoos removed.
Or covered up, I guess. But no, she hasn't yet. It's still right there on her left butt cheek. Just the name Daniel Ford.
Wow.
So
is she just wanting to send the message like, hey, just want to let you know it's still rocking on my butt cheek?
Yeah, I don't know what she's wanting to do. Maybe she's like, wanting to meet up, see if he's single. See, hey, I got your name tattooed on my butt. Maybe we could go out for a date.
Oh, maybe this is some sort of like, you know, divine intervention. Like, we're supposed to be together.
Yeah.
Because your name's on my butt.
Right, exactly. I mean, if you're a guy and you are dating a girl or just dating another person who has the name of someone else tattooed on their body, is that a red flag?
Oh, gosh, that's awkward. Fortunately, I've never been in that situation, but I can only imagine. Awkward.
So, would love to hear some of your stories. We'll get to those next here about either regrettable tattoos or if you've got one of those crazy drunken stories where the story was completely worth it. Let us know that as well. 502-571-9970. Those are next. So we were talking about this woman named Kaylee who got a tattoo of a guy named Daniel Ford on her butt. And we were like, hey, so do you have any like tattoos that you look back on and you're like, oh man, probably shouldn't have done that. Got a message from a listener. My best friend completely regrets his first tattoo. It only took him a few months to regret it. He's a Scorpio, like the, you know, astrological sign.
Uh-huh.
So he thought it would be a great idea to get a scorpion tattooed on his arm. It was well done on the artist's part, but my friend got it too small. He had chubby arms to begin with, but then he started working at a lumberyard and his arm almost doubled in size. So he's got a great sense of humor, and eventually it just became a joke to all of us. We'd walk up to him at parties and ask him why he got a crayfish tattoo.
What's up with the crayfish tattoo?
Yeah, what's going on with your crayfish tattoo? Yeah, when that little scorpion doesn't look like a scorpion anymore because your arm grew.
Oh, no.
Another listener said, I have a bee tattooed on my knee. My friend.
Oh, it's the bee's knees.
Yeah,
bee's knees.
Right. My friend was apprenticing and it was a free tattoo. Here, let's stop there. Is that a good idea, getting a free tattoo?
No, don't be the guinea pig.
I feel like you need to have something a little bit more invested in it, like money. Like if it's costing you a couple $100, then you're going to think a little bit more about it. Hey, it's free. All right, free tattoo. Let's do it.
Theoretically, you're going to think more about it.
Right, exactly.
Theoretically.
Theoretically. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so got another one from a listener. When I was 16, my cousin got a shark on his ankle. I thought it was so cool. Thought I should get one, too.
Yeah.
Mine turned into more of a dolphin. And to hide it from my parents, I wore one sock at all times until I was 18.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, I remember my sister she wasn't under 18 when she got her tattoo on her foot. But she got a tattoo on her foot. And I don't know. It's just like some little vine designs, like a little rose bush or something like that. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But she hid it from my mom for several years. And until like maybe she was 23, 24 years old, she was wearing flip-flops. And my mom was like, Katie!
What is that?
I know. Like, saw it for the very first time. And
she's all like, oh, yeah, I've had that for years.
I have had that for a long time.
My mom and my sister went to Michigan to get tattoos together.
Yeah.
My mom got a dolphin on her ankle. And my dad didn't know for 3 months. My sister got the little, you know what, stamp on her lower back of like, it's kind of like a little vine of flowers, little purple flowers.
All right.
And
sassy.
I don't know if she even like, I'm sure she doesn't even think about it now.
Yeah, because she doesn't see it.
No, she doesn't see it. Exactly. But hashtag regrets probably.
There was someone, I lost the comment, but said that she got STFU on the inside of her lip.
Oh, gosh.
Tattooed on the inside of her lip. And she's like, it was a joke. She thought it'd be funny. And she's like, my dentist, every time I think about it, every single time I go to the dentist.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. I wonder if the dentist said anything.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Good stories there. All right, Kelly, what do we got?
So, not sure if you heard the story of an 11-year-old Ukrainian boy who traveled more than 600 miles on his own. To escape the war going on. Couldn't even imagine that. But he has finally been reunited with his mom.
Oh, good.
Which is fantastic. The National Police Force of Slovakia shared these photos and video of Hassan and his mom back together again. His mom sent him off on his own to the border to begin with just a phone number scribbled on his hand, his passport, and a note. After she stayed behind to protect her own mother who couldn't walk.
Yeah.
She eventually decided she needed to try to escape, too, and she did find him along with her four other kids, and they were all able to reunite together, and the videos are pretty amazing. It's just not a lot of audio we can really share on the radio, but the video is fantastic that we'll tweet out, and you can see it. The family is among 3.1 million who have fled the Ukraine during the 3 weeks. That the Russian war has been going on, nearly 230,000 of them heading to Slovakia. So it's just a miracle that he was so brave and was able to, you know, make that journey and then find his mom again, reconnect. The phone number was for relatives in Slovakia. Mm. So that's how they all hooked up again together. And you can see the story. It's also up on our website, WDJX.com.
I mean, it's those stories that really kind of warm your heart. You know, the outpouring of support from even, you know, the people in Poland who are accepting, you know, refugees from, you know, the Ukraine. And
yeah,
you see like the photos of like all of the children's toys that are even lined up there on the bridge to give to these kids that are crossing the border, you know, just to give them a little bit of comfort as they're you know, fleeing their country. It's just,
they've lost crazy. Everything. Yeah. They've left everything.
And there's no plan. It's like there's no plan. So, that's good stuff there. All right. Feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Give us about 30 minutes. And we've got a follow-up for you on follow-up week where we try to give you some closure on some, you know, group therapy sessions that we've had. And listen, we've already had kind of a follow-up with Corey, right? This would be
we
the-
did, but then he's like, yeah, I'm probably, I still need advice. I'm still confused about what to do. It all came down to his brother's past relationship with his current girlfriend, and he was moving back into town, wanted to live with him for a little bit till he found his own place. He was concerned about all that, and then he comes home and kind of catches them in an affectionate hug.
Yeah, they weren't like kissing or anything, but it was just maybe lingering a little longer than it should have.
Yeah,
type
they're
of
all
thing.
Like, it's not what you think, it's not what it looks like, and all that stuff. And so, but he's still like, well, do I need to be, is that a big red flag in the face?
Yeah, so we've got an update for you on Corey's situation on the way in about a half an hour. Before that, we have a phone tap, and Richard's excited. He's starting a new job. But before then, before he starts, we get to him with a phone tap, and Robert Hassenpepper, being HR from his new company, he's going to have a few words with him before he starts.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So David wrote to us, said, hey, Ben and Kelly, love your phone taps. Got a great idea. My friend Richard just landed a new job and is getting ready to start. He's always been very self-conscious about his name. So this is going to be hysterical. I think he's going to think it's funny, too.
All right, cool. Robert Hassenpepper just needs to talk to him about his name. Awkward, right?
That's weird.
Yeah, calling from HR. It's your phone tap.
Hello?
Good morning, ma'am. Please speak with Richard, please.
Yeah, this is Richard.
Hi, Richard. Robert Hassenpepper with Human Resources over at Company. How are you today?
Hey, fine, thanks.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to welcome you aboard. I know you're new to the company.
Yes, thank you. I'm really looking forward to getting started next week. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I'm getting some paperwork together here, and we've kind of run into a little problem with your name.
Really? What kind of problem are you talking about?
Well, it's really just an internal thing, but we have five Richards in the department, so we're trying to sort it all out.
That happens. Okay, so what do I need to do?
Well, since you're the lowest guy on the totem pole, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind going by another name here at work.
I used to go by Rick, but I prefer Richard, so, I mean, if that's a big deal, I guess I could live with it. Not a problem.
Well, you know, the boss likes to keep things casual and friendly and likes to have everyone on first name basis. So, you know, we have a Rick, though. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
And a Rich. So,
you know, I think there are offices with two people who have the same name in just about every building. It's pretty common.
Well, how do you feel about Dick?
I'm sorry? You know, I never really liked it. I'm sorry. I don't think so.
Well, we don't have a dick in the office.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know, my dad was a dick, and my grandfather was also a dick. I just prefer Richard, if you don't mind. Just go with Richard.
What about Peter?
Why would you call me that?
Well, because you don't like dick?
Oh, gosh!
That makes no sense.
I apologize. I thought that was maybe your middle name.
No, my middle name is Michael.
Oh. Was anyone ever called you Mike?
No, but if that works, I can look at that. You can call me Mike rather than Dick.
On second thought, sorry, we already have five Mikes already.
All right, so just call me Richard then if you have five Mikes. I mean, you have a few Richards? Whatever.
Yeah, I guess we could do that. Sure.
All right. So why didn't you just do that in the first place then?
Oh, procedure. You know how these things are, corporate red tape and all.
Yeah, I suppose.
Right. So, Dick, Look forward to you starting next week.
Seriously?
I'm sorry?
You just called his dick.
Oh, I did? Well, sorry about that. Sorry, we were throwing around so many names, I guess I got confused.
Okay, so we're set with Richard, right?
Yep, Richard, it's a go, Mike.
All right, who is this?
It's Ben Davis over at 99.7 DJX.
I knew it. You know what? I can't believe I fell for this. How did you get my number?
Well, your friend David.
Yeah, that's about right.
We call him Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
Dave.
There's your phone tap. Good luck at your new job. On 99.7 DJX. I want to say this is like out of a movie. Like, you've seen these sort of scenarios play out in movies where, you know, the happy couple, they invite someone in to their house, and that person just causes drama.
Oh, yeah. What was the movie with, she was like the kind of the nanny, and she comes in and ends up like
Made in Manhattan?
Trying to kill the wife and steal the husband.
Oh, Single White Female?
No, it was another one, and I can't even remember the actors' names at all. It was a really old movie, but that's exactly what popped into my head.
Yeah, and we had spoken with Corey, I guess it would have been a couple months ago or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And everything was great with his and his girlfriend. They had gotten a house and they'd gotten a dog. Yeah, everything was great. And brother, though, was moving into, the city out of Idaho, I want to say, and was like, hey, you mind if I crash at your place? So this is where the drama kind of happens, because his brother had a relationship with his current girlfriend.
That was a long time ago. It's ancient history, but he was just a little afraid that maybe old feelings might be stirred up. You just never know.
Yeah, exactly. So we did get an update several weeks ago, and he had said, hey, I did find them when I come home one time kind of affectionately hugging. They assured me that it was just no big deal, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like they've been apologizing ever since. By the way, the movie I was thinking of, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Oh, is that the one you were trying to think
of? Yes. I knew it. Thank you, Suzanne.
So a while ago, Corey reached out to us. He had bought a house with his girlfriend last year. They got a dog. Things were going great. His brother was moving back here, I guess, from Idaho, right?
Yeah, and he was kind of asking if he could crash with Corey and his girlfriend until he found a place of his own.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey was a little hesitant because his brother and his girlfriend had a history.
Yeah.
They dated in the past, and it's a while ago, but he was still a little nervous about it. Anyway, the first update was that, yes, Corey's brother did move in.
Sure.
And then Corey came home early one afternoon, found his brother and his girlfriend hugging really affectionately, like a lingering hug. And they were all like, oh, it's not what it looks like. And they've been apologizing ever since, insisting nothing was going on. But he was kind of more confused than ever.
Yeah, and I can understand that, sure. Because if you've already got those feelings.
Right.
And that is this going to be a problem? And then something like that happens. I think that sends up kind of a red flag. Well, anyways, we reached out. A lot of you were like, hey, whatever happened to Corey? So we did reach out, and we did get an update.
Hey, guys. Thanks for reaching back out. I was going to get in touch with you guys once I had some more time to process what's happened.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good.
I kind of feel like I'm living through some kind of strange Netflix movie, and it doesn't really seem real. My brother did end up finding his own apartment after a couple of weeks of living with us. I was really thinking that was going to be the best after what I walked in on, just to kind of ease my mind and all of that. Well, my girlfriend ended up getting a job at my brother's company. Even though it made me really uncomfortable, it was a huge bump in her salary, a great opportunity, plus they were in different departments.
Right, right.
Even as I type this, it is so cliche that you probably know where this is headed. They started meeting for lunch breaks.
Oh, gosh.
She started acting more distant with me.
Mm.
And so, yeah, they're back together.
Oh, no.
She moved in with him.
Ooh.
I'm left with the dog, feeling like a complete idiot.
Oh, dang, Corey.
The worst part is that it's ripping my family apart. my mom isn't speaking to my brother, and he and I haven't spoken since he was in tears apologizing that he never intended this to happen.
Oh, geez.
He says they're soulmates. And I guess I'm just happy I found out now before we got even more serious. But the truth is, I'm still heartbroken. I loved her.
Yeah.
And he is my best friend.
Oh, dang.
So I'm just kind of taking some time to heal and get over all this. I appreciate you guys and your advice. So, yeah, if you have any other single ladies listening that didn't date my brother, I'm available. LOL.
Oh, my gosh, Corey, that is that stinks, man.
I know. It's always awful when you find out your instincts were kind of correct.
Mm.
And his worst fears were, like, realized in, like, the worst way. I can't even imagine how much that family, like, has to heal. Now you know the movie I'm thinking of now, Legends of the Fall.
So Allison texts in and says he needs to call that girl from group therapy the other day, the Daisy lover.
The Daisy lover, yes! Oh, yes, maybe their dogs will love each other.
Or she can find...
She didn't have Daisy anymore.
No, exactly.
Well, after she breaks up.
Oh, right. Let her finish up with her boyfriend, but then maybe she and you could get together and...
Yes.
Find some common ground over the dog. Oh, that stinks. Corey, I'm sorry about that. That's kind of a bad way to go, but you know, hopefully there's some healing in your future, you know?
Yeah, hopefully, and it sounds like, and Corey sounds like a really good guy that, you know, I don't think he wants to let this completely permanently rip his family apart.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, he's got to take some time to get through that, because that's quite a blow on a couple of different levels. So we're going to, please let us know when you get to a better place.
Good and night. You heard him, ladies. If you haven't dated his brother, he's available.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. He's still ready to find love.
All right.
I like that about himself.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the update and keep us posted.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
By the way, we do have updates all week as follow-up week continues. So we'll try to get some closure on some of the group therapies that you've heard over the past couple weeks and months.
Do you remember the movie Legends of the Fall? That's exactly what it's like now.
I mean, I remember
Henry Thomas,
yes.
From like E.T. So Henry like has a girlfriend first and she falls in love with Tristan.
Yes.
Tristan's like, well, you're a soulmate. But then there's like a third brother and she ends up marrying him. And it's just like all three brothers. Oh my God.
All three brothers set in Montana. It's beautiful. I know. All right, coming up next, if you want to go to the show tonight, it is tonight. Change your plans. Glass Animals are here at the Louisville Palace. You have an opportunity to win tickets coming up next with our favorite little game, Little Kid, Drunk Adult.
This makes everybody feel better, doesn't it?
All right, so that's coming up. Little Kid or Drunk Adult? Kelly, let's introduce you to Kelly.
Another Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
So, wait, what's the first initial of your last name?
H.
Okay, so Kelly H and Kelly K.
Legally, I am Kelly H, too. This is so fun.
Okay, so yeah, legally, Kelly is a Kelly H as well. So we have kind of... Okay, I'm just going to say Kelly K and Kelly H. All right, just to keep everything straight. Kelly H, is that okay?
That sounds fine with me.
All right. Okay. So Kelly H is set to play. She lives in Floyd's Knobs. A brunette drives a Ford Edge and has been in a great relationship for the past 4 months. Things going well there?
Nice.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, are you talking marriage?
Stop. It's early.
Well, I do believe he is my soulmate, but it's a little early to tell.
All right, so. Yeah. I was going to say, don't scare him away on the radio by saying, yes!
You're doing that!
In fact, when I hang up with you, I'm going to call him now and say, will you marry me? By the way, Kelly H., I saw this interesting stat that said a majority of guys would be okay if their woman proposed to them.
Okay.
I'm just kind of tossing that out there.
Listen, 4 months. Slow your roll.
No, it's been 4 months. I'm just a romantic at heart, Kelly H., okay?
Okay.
Where were we? Okay. Kelly K, will you describe what little kid or drunk adult is?
Yeah, so these are little scenarios, things that happened in these listeners' lives, and you have to figure out if it was when they were a little kid or as a drunk adult.
Yeah, so Kelly H, I don't know if any of these situations would have ever happened to you, but are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
I ate 2 boxes of snack cakes while walking through a Costco.
Okay. Ate 2 boxes of snack cakes walking through a Costco. Delicious. I feel like that could be anybody.
I'd have to say drunken adult.
Drunk adult.
A drunk adult would do.
All right. Kelly H going for drunk adult. Kelly K, what are you thinking? Okay. Kelly K saying. Agreeing. All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah. Drunk adult. You guys got it. Definitely something a drunk adult would do. All right, let's find out.
The manager intervened after following my trail of wrappers and forced us to pay for the snack cakes on the spot before asking us to leave.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah. So, interesting fact. I did find out that if you eat the food in the grocery store before you pay for it, that is technically stealing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my mom used to give me like a box of cereal, put me in the cart and just give me a box of cereal, and I'd sit there and I'd munch it, and then literally she would like buy an empty box of cereal at checkout just to keep me quiet. So
that's one way to keep the kids behaving.
I know. Hashtag chubby kid life. So there you go. All right, Kelly H, you're 1 for 1. Next one.
Hi, this is Sarah, and I was kicked out of a Burger King for pooping on the floor.
Okay, Kelly H. Kicked out of a Burger King for pooping on the floor.
That had to be a kid.
Had to be a kid, right? Yes. Had to be.
Oh, I hope. Yes.
All right.
Okay, so I was a drunk adult.
Oh, a drunk adult. Wait, hang on a second. I don't know if I like the way she said adult. she said adult.
Adult.
Yeah, all right. What happened?
I was overserved earlier in the day. I had about 5 mudslides at TGI Fridays.
Oh, gosh.
And we ended up at Burger King for some reason where I was caught doing number 2 near their back door.
Oh.
I don't remember any of it.
Oh, gross.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. Luckily, you didn't get arrested. My gosh.
Probably not invited back to that.
Probably not invited back. Right. All right. So, Kelly H., you are, I guess, 1 for 2. Let's see if you can round it out with a win, okay?
Okay.
All right, last one.
Hey, guys. I once dug a hole in front of my yard and buried all of my dad's bowling shirts in there. It's pretty crazy.
Okay. So, he dug a hole in the yard, threw all of his dad's bowling shirts.
I'd have to say little kids.
Little kid.
I agree.
Okay, both of you saying little kid.
Yeah.
All right.
And I was a little kid.
There it is! Little kid!
Yes.
Yes! All right, let's find out more on this.
I was mad because he wouldn't let me go to the bowling league with him. And then years later, I actually found out what the bowling league meant. And it was him going to his mistress's house named Wanda.
Whoa!
Oh! Did not see that coming.
Whoa! Oh! The bowling league was actually his mistress, Wanda.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awkward.
Well, he didn't need the bowling shirts.
No, he didn't need the bowling shirts. That is for sure. Well, Kelly H., his pain is your victory. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
And I hope everything in your budding relationship goes well.
Yes, absolutely. I don't see any problems.
Okay, good.
Keep us posted. We're listed.
Yeah, keep us posted. And if anything ever does happen, I want to plug our group therapy sessions that we always have. So.
Okay.
every single day. So just a call away, Kelly H., okay? Right. Hang on the line a quick sec, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right. Oh, she sounds fun.
She does. You know what? They're going to get married.
They're going to get married. Amazing. It's going to be great.
I want to be invited to the wedding.
I hope their babies look like us.
Stop talking about babies already, 4 months.
Guess that would probably be awkward if their babies looked like us, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. There'd be questions.
All right. So I just got confirmation that this Thursday for Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX, Kelly, can you guess the concert tickets we're going to be giving away?
Would it be Janet Jackson New Edition?
You got it.
Look at that.
Yep.
Woo!
So we've got tickets for the Janet Jackson New Edition concert just announced yesterday at Lynn Family Stadium. In fact, it's the first concert to be at Lynn Family Stadium, so that's pretty exciting.
How fun is that going to be? Now, listen, if you don't happen to get the freebies from us, there is a pre-sale on Thursday, and we have a code for you. If you go to our website under events, there's a concert tab. You can click on that. And then it goes on sale to the public on Friday. So all the links, all the information for the show up there. You can go to the WDJX.com. But then, you know, get free tickets before you even have to worry about buying them on Thursday.
Yep. There you go. Throwback Thursday with some Janet Jackson tickets. Pretty cool. It feels good. All right. Feel good stories. Every hour throughout the morning, we give you feel good stories. Kelly Kay.
Jessica is an animal control officer in Maine. Got a call about a flock of loose chickens literally crossing the street. This is like a why did the chicken cross the road kind of joke in real life.
Okay. All right.
And it's just they were wandering in traffic, so she had to kind of corral them. She couldn't figure out, you know, who owned the chickens, so her job was to kind of transport them to a foster farm for safekeeping. She lured them into her car with dog kibble. And then she realized a little too late that she had a little sliding door separating the back seat from the front seat.
Uh-oh.
Several of them made their way to the front seat.
Sure.
She's trying to shoo them to the back seat like, hey, that's not safe. You got to get back there. They were getting agitated, started pooping.
chickens can do. Yep.
And so she said, for the sake of the cruiser, decided to let them ride shotgun and took a little side trip through Dunkin' Donuts for donut crumbs and a coffee.
There you go.
The farm.
There you go.
You know, rescue chickens, got to still have the Dunkin'.
Absolutely.
I feel like she could be in one of your commercials.
I was going to say, maybe she's someone I need to highlight the next time I talk about Dunkin'.
I feel like, yes, that'd be a perfect story for that. You can see the story. We've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so how big of a deal is it when you find out or maybe think that your current boyfriend might be lying about his former life?
Yeah, like something, you know, in his career past. Like,
yeah.
is that a deal breaker? Why would he lie?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Should he find out?
He's got a different career now, and he's making good money and things like that. But why would he have said something? And it's tipped your radar because your brother, in fact, was even the one that was like, yeah, he's definitely lying about that. I don't know if you've ever gotten caught in a lie or you just wanted to start with a little white lie just to maybe get the conversation going or make yourself seem a little bit more interesting. And then it kind of just kind of snowballed and snowballed and snowballed. And then you're like, I don't know how to get out of this now.
This might be the situation that her boyfriend's in.
It's 99.7 DJX, and we'll get to group therapy here in just a sec, but I was thinking about it. I remember when I was trying to impress this girl when I was going to college, and we were just talking, and actually I wasn't, and what I said wasn't meant to impress her, but I was just like, I was just having a conversation with her. I don't even remember her name. But she was like, oh, you know, I'm like, yeah, I go to college. And she's like, oh, where do you go? And so where I really went was a Capital University, which is a suburb college of Columbus, Ohio. It's a school like Bellarmine, right?
Okay.
And so I said, oh, I go to a college. And she's like, oh, where do you go? I go out east. And so
you said out east?
Out east.
That is not out east.
Right. It's like on the east side of town,
yeah,
but it's not out east. And she was like,
yeah.
Oh, wow, cool. Like, where do you go? Like
Stanford, Harvard?
Right, exactly.
Oh, so not she's Stanford, thinking, Harvard? Yeah.
She's thinking like Ivy League along the coast. And I wasn't even prepared for that follow-up question.
MIT.
And so I remember going, Columbia.
Columbia?
Yeah.
You came up with Columbia.
And she was like, wow,
which is close
okay.
To Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, I mean, and so it just was like she started asking questions and I was like, I remember I just like my face flushing. Like I was
I gotta go. I gotta go.
I can't go anywhere with this. I know nothing about this school. I know why did I even say this?
No.
I could have.
Did you go into your major? Did you make up a fake major?
Right. I could have said anything. I could have said the truth. I could have said, oh, yeah, I just go to Capital University, whatever, you know, studying. No. I could have said studying to be a pre-med, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But no, I decided to say Columbia and I go out east. And so. Anyways, it was really embarrassing. I never saw this girl again, so whatever.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't have. There's no coming back from that.
But getting back to our group therapy, maybe her boyfriend of the past 3 months said something just to maybe impress her. And then all of a sudden, it's kind of snowballed, and he doesn't know how to get out of it.
Like, let it go, and neither will her family.
So maybe, and we're not going to talk to him.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kelly, you want to grab this one?
Got a message. I've been listening to you guys since I was a kid. I'm now 30.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for being there pretty much my entire life, from listening with my mom on the way to school to now listening on my way to work.
All right.
That's pretty amazing.
Look at that. Ride. I like it.
So here is my issue. I've been seeing a guy for 3 months who seems like a really, really good guy. He's kind. He pays attention to me. He doesn't lay around all day. He seems to have his stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
Works in IT for a big local company. He makes decent, if not great, money.
Nice.
And he's 34. That helps you get the picture. Here's the issue. He was in the military, and on our first date, he told me that he'd been a Navy SEAL.
Ooh.
Now, I didn't know much about that, so I pretended to be impressed and just listened. I told my brothers later, and they were like, well, holy crap, a Navy SEAL is like the biggest badass you can be in the military.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Okay. I guess that's impressive.
She didn't even know anything about it.
It was really impressive. So I started asking him more about this, and he just kind of seemed evasive.
Mm-hmm.
He said his service was classified. He couldn't tell me where he was or when he was in the SEALs or what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He says he really doesn't want to talk about it, which, okay, I guess I understand. And like I said, he's a good guy in lots of ways, so I'm kind of not dwelling on it. But last weekend, we all went to my mom and dad's, and my boyfriend came along. Mm-hmm. Of course, my brothers were all over him asking about his service.
Sure.
My oldest brother called me later and said, Mallory, he's fake.
Oh.
He couldn't answer anything that I asked him. Now, my younger brother isn't so sure. Now, I don't care if he was in the Navy SEALs or not, but I don't want to date someone who's lying to me about something so big.
Mm.
So how exactly do I find out for sure? Or should I find out for sure? Should I tell him if I find out he's lying? And has anyone else dated someone who lied about being in the CIA or owning some big business or being a freaking Navy SEAL?
Wow.
Would love to hear what you and the listeners think.
Yeah, part of me is like, okay, well, maybe that was a little white lie conversation starter. Like, oh, I was in the Navy SEALs. Knowing that really you can't talk about it. So that's one of those like, all right, she's not going to ask me much about that.
And right, I can just default to it's classified.
Yeah, it's classified information, ma'am. And then it just kind of snowballed into something bigger. Or literally, like I've never been a part of the military, so I know that, you know, Navy SEALs are a pretty big deal, but I don't know much about that branch or what they do. I don't know. I think we need to hear from people, like even she said, that have dated maybe that branch of the military, who could maybe attest and say, well, yeah, I mean, sounds legit, or no.
Michelle says, not every veteran can or wants to talk about their time in the military. My husband was in submarines with the Navy. He's comfortable talking about it, but only after years of therapy. Then on the other hand, I have a brother who's in a private State Department where the whole family had to have a background check on, and only his wife ever knows where he's at. There is a DMD verification service you can use to most likely look him up.
Interesting. Yeah, and Holly just rolls in with a text that just says, lies. All right, so we're getting both sides. So would love to hear your experience with this sort of thing and maybe help point Mallory in the right direction. 502-571-9970.
Gretchen text, does he play video games? Maybe he was a Navy SEAL in his most recent edition of a video game.
I mean, sometimes those are so lifelike, you feel like you're really a part of it.
Yeah, that's real life.
All right, 502-571-9970. Your call is coming up next. Kind of and thick with this group therapy. Is her boyfriend of 3 months lying about being in the Navy SEALs, or is it just something he can't talk about? Does she care? And then she's wondering if he can lie about something like that, if he really was, or if he really wasn't, then what else is he lying about? A lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people chiming in on Facebook. Kathy said, there are a few questions I would ask. Where did he do his training as a SEAL? And where did he do his basic training? If the answer is not San Diego or Great Lakes, then he's a fake. Or just ask for his DD-214. If he acts like he doesn't know what that is, then he was never in the military. Mm. And if he's lying, drop him like a hot potato.
Amy.
My husband was in a secret part of the Army that he was in, and he joined after I married him.
Uh-huh.
So I know he was truly in it, but he could never tell me where he was. I know the one time one of his unit was shot, and they had told me they were in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, who shot him in Alaska? And my husband just looked at me like, we weren't really in Alaska.
Oh.
And he doesn't talk about any of it. He still doesn't.
Yeah.
But he'll tell you he was in that group, but he doesn't tell you what he did. He doesn't, he can't. He just... I don't know if he can emotionally or
yeah,
really,
so
I don't know.
Your advice to Mallory is maybe just leave it alone, or?
I just learned to deal with it, not knowing where he was or what was really going on.
Okay.
So, I mean, he could have been in there. That is a secret place that they can't tell you anything. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he may be telling you the truth. I don't know.
Amy, thank you so much for sharing your experience.
Well, thank you. You have a good day.
Hey, Lisa. So what's your thought on this?
She should listen to her big brother. Because I'm involved with someone who's ex-special ops, and they're allowed to talk about things, just not
specifics.
It's stolen valor what he's doing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if that's true, 100%.
He needs to kick his ass to the curb.
Okay. All right, Lisa, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Oh, hey, Tyler, so you're a Navy veteran, so can you give us some insight?
Yeah, that happens a lot. I mean, obviously, there's so... describing it, stolen valor, Navy SEALs is probably one of the biggest false claims in the Navy. There's a couple of retired SEALs on YouTube that make it their full-time job kind of exposing these types of individuals. I had a fun experience myself when I was going to college in Salt Lake City, not with a anyone I dated, obviously, but it was an older gentleman who was frequently in a bar all the time, and he pretended to be an admiral in charge of Navy SEALs, and he went really far. I mean, he had the whole trident that he would carry around, like, on all his civilian clothes, and I remember his debit card had admiral, he could put that on, and yet he was always at, like, the bars and the nightclubs, and he was telling these, I don't know, stories and pretending to command these, to get phone calls about, it was just obscene, and I just kind of, I felt bad for these types of individuals and this guy in particular, but the lady, I mean, she should find out and maybe confront him, or maybe use it as a reason to back off, because just like anything else, if you're lying about that, what else are you going to be lying about?
Oh, thank you, Tyler. I appreciate you and your service and for reaching out to us like that.
Yeah, stolen valor is something that a lot of people are mentioning. Jessica said, I call BS. Service members who are uncomfortable talking about their military experience don't bring it up, let alone on the first date.
Mm.
Signed, a partner of a Marine vet who was a Secret Service agent and now works as a U.S. Marshal.
You know, maybe we're thinking too hard about this. Maybe she misheard him. Maybe
I don't think you miss here being a Navy SEAL.
Maybe he said he was in the Navy and he saw some SEALs there one time.
I don't think that.
Nope.
You know,
maybe.
I think she heard what she heard.
Or they were at, maybe they were at a wharf having a nice dinner and he was saying, I was in the Navy, and then he goes, SEAL! And then he saw a SEAL out on the thing.
I don't think
you know. Maybe it was one
either.
Of those things where it's like she misheard, and then it's all just a big mistake.
I appreciate you playing devil's advocate, but I think she heard what she heard. Elizabeth said, you should listen to Something Was Wrong season one, I think. This guy could be lying about literally everything he's told you so far. Lying about being in the service is not a minor thing. It's super disrespectful to those who have served in the armed forces, and it's straight up deceitful. Playing devil's advocate, though, maybe he was in the service, doesn't want to talk about it. You should be able to find out, though, by searching his name. I'd definitely be thinking back on all the other things you thought were odd, but just blew off because you doubted your intuition. If you can't think of anything else that's activated your spidey senses, then maybe there's nothing going on and he's being honest, but I'd really have my eyes and ears open if I were you.
All right, so what are we telling her?
I think she definitely does need to get to the bottom of it and verify if he is telling the truth about that, because like he was mentioning, it seems like lying about military service seems to be a very big thing that con artists do because you can't really easily verify the information.
Mm-hmm.
So I would maybe keep digging into it, especially since it's a relatively new relationship.
Yeah, sure. It's our new relationship. So you can cut and run easy is what we're saying.
Yeah, before you get in too deep, for sure.
All right. That's
a big thing to say that you're a part of. If you were not.
100%. All right. Well, hey, thank you for reaching out to us and keep us posted on that.
Put that on the list of need a follow-up in all caps.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. On follow-up week. I don't know if we'll get one this week, but yes, we'll definitely have to check back in with her and see how she's doing. As you were probably thumbing through social media recently, you saw this video of a car. It was at night, driving down a hill and then like hitting a straightaway and then another hill and taking flight. And
wow.
It was full send. So this has turned into a setting the bar. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Setting the bar stories are always stories that, you know, kind of set the bar for your day very low. So it's something you could easily achieve, right?
Uh-huh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without driving your Tesla full send over a hill going airborne when it's a rental.
Oh, no.
And a hit and run, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's a couple of big no-nos.
Yeah, so this happened in L.A., we found out, after now the LAPD is offering a $1,000 cash reward for information about the driver who... Now totaled this video, you know, you saw the video of this Tesla flying over a residential street and the it tips.
It was
on,
like a movie stunt.
It really was. And yeah. It hits on like the front of the car and then just kind of like you see the brake lights and it hits some trash cans and then another couple parked cars. And there was, by the way, the Tesla was destroyed. The airbags were all out and all that stuff. There was a parked Subaru that was like, hey, what did I do?
You know, oh, dang.
And it caused some major damage as well. And it got on all sorts of social media. I mean, there were so many people videoing this. So you knew that it was a thing that was happening. There was a Tesla, I guess, convention that was there in the area. And the rental driver of the black 2018 Tesla SBLM decided to perform this stunt, crashed into a bunch of things, and then left, abandoned the scene.
Oh, man. Oh, dang. Yeah, that's not good. Let's not do that. First of all, such a nice car. Let's not, like, treat it badly like that, because that's not going to end up well.
Yeah, and with gas prices being the way they are, don't you want to have something like a Tesla? Like if you got your hands on one,
if you've got like a lot of money to plop down on a car right now, those are pretty pricey.
Yeah, they are.
That is not just a beater that you can just drive real rough.
Perform stunts like this with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now police are offering up a little $1,000 cash reward. This is crazy. We'll tweet it out if you haven't seen the video at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, wild. And
it's a rental. I can't believe that anybody would do that in a rental.
I mean, yeah.
It's okay. I got insurance.
I know. I know. I'm sure that there are people listening who have worked in those car rental places that are like, you wouldn't believe
the
stuff people return.
Yeah.
You know, their cars, the conditions that they're in are like, this is how I got it. Yeah, no, that definitely was not how you got it.
Let's not do that. As a rule of thumb, let's not do that.
Oh, man. So I remember when I was, I had rented a car over in Scotland. The first time we went over, my wife and I, a long time ago, we had to turn the side mirrors in because, you know, you're driving on the wrong side of the street. My depth perception wasn't as accurate.
Oh, wow.
As it is driving on the correct side of the street.
And then your vision is a little impaired with not being able to see the out the side mirrors if you got them turned in.
Well, I had to have them turned in after hitting several bus and items on that side of the car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so anyways, that was a rental. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without taking your Tesla full send over a hill, going airborne, crashing into a bunch of cars, when it's a rental or ever, then you're doing okay.
It's a cool video, but not worth it.
Yeah,
not probably worth it. Probably going to be pricey.
All right, follow-up week continues tomorrow. Do you remember, it was just last week, we helped out a listener who had to give a speech. I don't want to say it's a eulogy. Well, yeah, it was. I guess it was a eulogy for a celebration of life. Yeah, it was a celebration of life this past weekend. The issue was that the deceased, her brother-in-law, had some secrets. And those secrets were in the form of women.
Two girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah, who didn't know about each other.
Right.
And they both wanted to be mentioned, like a little
nod. Yep, so.
And so she didn't know how to handle that. So she vowed to get back to us and let us know how it went, and she did.
Yep. So we got the update. We'll share that tomorrow for you, right around 7:50 or so on 99.7 DJX. All right, guys, have a great one. If I think I might be popping by the Glass Animal Show, so if you see me, I'd love to meet you and say hey. So
hey, Radio Ted Lasso, thank you for the tickets.
There you go.